Governor Cuomo organized a helicopter tour of locations particularly hurt by Sandy, including Breezy Point, where a massive fire destroyed over 100 homes, Long Beach, Long Island, where the beach has eroded completely away and houses are flooded, and JFK Airport, where planes have been grounded for days. Afterward, Cuomo, who visited disaster sites when he was HUD secretary under President Bill Clinton, says he's never seen New York like this.
It is very disturbing and sad and troubling to see the amount of damage done and the lives that have been disrupted all across the region. And we talk about Breezy Point, which is just breathtaking to see Breezy Point or Fire Island or Long Beach. But what you also get is it's everywhere. It's everywhere, you know. And homes that have been flooded, people without power, just being without power for a prolonged period of time is highly disruptive.
Senator Chuck Schumer says he's confident that federal money and assistance from FEMA is coming.
It's one of the biggest disasters to have ever struck this state and even this country. The federal response has to measure that scope.
MTA Chair Joe Lota says public transportation is slowly coming back to life. He says some subway lines will be open, buses are being ramped up to full service, and commuter lines, Metro North and the Long Island Railroad, are opening on a limited basis. And he says workers are still trying to get the water out of numerous tunnels with the help of a special federal unwatering team.
We're going switch by switch, signal by signal, power substation by power substation, and making sure that everything is up and running. What we're bringing back today and tomorrow, there'll be more on Friday, and then there'll be even more on Saturday. Our goal is to every day get this service back to normal, back to the situation that we were used to last week, and if not, even better.
Governor Cuomo says the state and city will have to build back better in anticipation of what he says is likely more coastal storm flooding in the future. He says he'll be convening meetings on how to do that shortly. The governor, who stated already that he believes extreme weather occurrences are here to stay, skirted the line on what's become a political controversy over global warming.
Climate change is a controversial subject, right? People will debate whether or not there is climate change, whether or not it's a cycle, whether it's global warming. That's a whole political debate that I don't want to get into. I want to talk about the frequency of extreme weather situations, which is not political. The frequency of extreme weather situations is way up.
But Senator Schumer was not reluctant to jump right in.
I think there are a group of people in Washington right now who just deny the truth. And there is, in my judgment anyway, a relationship between all these once-in-a-lifetime storms that we experience every couple of years and what's going on in the atmosphere. And the best way to deal with that, and the least costly in the long run, is to grab the bull by the horns and actually do things that prevent the climate from changing and global warming from occurring.
Schumer, along with Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, also delved deeper into the politics in Washington, where some Republican conservatives have proposed cutting FEMA and other government disaster aid programs.
When you have those in Washington who are arguing a cuts-only approach, cutting money for FEMA, cutting money for disaster relief, cutting money for these families that desperately need our help today, that's the wrong set of priorities.
After the briefing, Cuomo was back in the helicopter for another tour of more devastated regions, including Jones Beach, where the sand has now disappeared. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.